Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Happy Monday. Happy Memorial Day. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. I wanted to bring you a very special guest today and talk about connecting the dots, the crypto dots. Do you want to learn more about crypto and blockchain, but you're not sure of a safe path to take? Do you want to enter the crypto market without having to risk your funds due to volatility? My guest today says that the greatest dislocation of wealth in human history is taking place at this time, and 99.5% are unaware it's even happening. Yes, crypto is a part of it, but the impact of this is much more than wealth. It's also about gaining or losing our personal privacy and freedom.
Yes.
My guest is an information technology veteran since the Beatles song. We're here to share with you how Jude Davis can take a sad song and make it better. Welcome to the show today, Jude Davis.
Well, thank you, Cornelia. Yeah, it's exciting to be here. And I have to say, happy Memorial Day. And to thank everyone, our military and beyond, all the people that basically have fought for our freedom. And it's crazy to think about it, but what is happening in the blockchain crypto world? It is about our freedom, our personal freedom, our personal privacy, which all again ties into our wealth. So I am I'm a freedom fighter. Bottom line, I'm a freedom fighter. And I'm fighting for all of us and wanting to spread the word what this really means to us when it comes down to our values and our freedoms.
Yes, I wanted to let the audience know, just give us a little background, just, you know, some key points in your life to let everyone know who we're talking to here. We know that you're a privacy and freedom fighter, and we're so thankful for you. And we're so thankful that you are holding that line, that you're standing, you know, the front line, and you're supporting us in our freedom. It's a core value of mine too, which is why I wanted to have you on to talk about this today. And I'm so glad that you're here. Let's just take a little background into your life. Like, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay. Well, one thing you're going to learn about me is I'm totally transparent. I grew up in the 60s, and basically what was happening in that time frame is challenge authority. Let's just not be, you know, like yes ma'am, or yes sir is what it was back then. So anyway I grew up in the country and went to an engineering and science school. I was a math major until I got to partial differential equations and then got into computer science. Whew, partial difficult, crazy. But anyway, I really, and the reason I'm here today is because of a guy who really knows about all that, you know, mathematics and physics stuff. Anyway, So, of course, being in college at the time, it was the Vietnam War, And, you know, so we're fighting for our freedoms. I got out of college, got into a job, you know, got into computer programming back in the early days. And I have seen a progression of all kinds of technology. And I have to say this, and this has actually got me where I am today. So, okay, I'm working on big mainframes. Oh, yeah, I'm a powerful mainframe programmer. And in here comes the mini computers. And it's like, oh, God, these little mini computers. Well, I had to learn how to program and blah, blah, blah. But, like, eat my ego. Eat my word. It's like when something new comes in that makes you go, oh my God, that can't be real. What is this little piece of junk sitting on the table there? Oh, look at the laptops now. Look at the phones. Anyway, so what that experience taught me is have an open mind and really look at things. Have an open mind, just like a parachute. It only works when it's open. And do your due diligence. And, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, check it out. You know, due diligence, because let me tell you what, there's lots of people telling untruths, lots of scams, especially, you know, in the crypto markets. And so we, you know, we have to do our due diligence. So that lesson, poof, little computers, taught me to kick my ego in the butt and have an open mind and jump into something new. You know, maybe tiptoe, but at least go for it, experience it, due diligence. And, you know, so and fast forward, and then I got into programming in a large grocery multi-chain situation, and I was in the training department and really learned about training and how people learn, etc. So basically, I'm a nerd on one hand, and on the other hand, I'm a people person that want to share my knowledge and help them learn and grow. You know, that's a perfect situation for this technology field. And so in a big nutshell, that's me.
Well, I think it's great that you, you know, went the route that you went, and also that you're standing in your essence and doing the things that really bring you joy, because that's what it seems like you're doing, and also with the programming, and then also with the education and wanting to help people. So we're going to talk today about an intimidating subject. A lot of people feel like they don't even know where to begin when it comes to this topic that we're talking about today, where to begin, where to even start. But I think it's important that we just touch on the basics. So what does it mean, losing our privacy and freedom? And what is that really all about?
Okay, if you look at the news today, all things on the internet, that's where I get my news. There's video after video after video, actually on some huge reputable sites, of interviews of people who are saying, you know, here's crypto and here's controlling bodies, i.e., you know, the governments, the banks. And when things go crypto, we don't have money in our pocket. We don't have money under our mattress. Everything is on the computer. And right now, it's a central depository. And with everything on that, one person or one organization, one group of people have access to that. Now, if information is just kept on one site, hackers can get in here. That's not real safe. And so basically what we have to do is we have to say, okay, you know, this crazy lady, you know, this passionate crazy lady about her freedom is saying, you know, take a look. What we can do is we can explore what's out there, which we will be talking about. And we will be talking about a technology that's not going to allow one entity to have all our information. I mean, let's just take a look at Facebook. What do they know about us? They know when we're having a bad day, and they go, oh, Jude's having a bad day. Let's put on this depression video. Or better yet, let's put on this depression pharmaceutical thing. Oh, and by the way, in the small print, you know, it may cause, you know, suicidal, but you know, you're going to feel better. Anyway, okay. I'm disrespectful.
That's so true. What was I doing? I was on a site today, like one of those social sites, and you know, right away after I was doing some searching within the site, next thing you know, I'm spammed with a bunch of ads. That's what you're talking about, is that, you know, the information that's out there, that the information that we put out there, then they take that and then they come back to us and they try to market to us based on what you just said right there. So it's so quick how that happens, which of course doesn't make you feel very safe. Even you don't even know where to trust, where to put your information, where not to put it. And so what needs to happen for us to fight for our freedom? What needs to happen?
Okay. Well, let me mention an alternative way, and we want to get involved with that. Back, you know, 10 plus years ago, there was a white paper that came out, and it was about Bitcoin, written by Satoshi Nakamoto and a fella who is a nuclear physicist, saw that white paper and said, oh my gosh. Now, Bitcoin needs software to run on. The software it needs to run on is the blockchain. Websites are sites that need the internet to run on. So the blockchain is basically, you know, the internet on steroids. But what makes it different? You've heard of the term Bitcoin miners. Now, what's a Bitcoin miner do? They go out. Well, okay, the bottom line technology of Bitcoin, blockchain, is there's a chain of different pieces of information all chained together with pieces of the chain before to prove its validity. And then they're kept on many, I mean, hundreds of different computers. And the miner's job is to go out and mine for the truth. Is this transaction truthful? Does Jude really own the house that she says she's selling on the internet? Oh, somebody fudged here. Not true, not happening. So basically, when the nuclear physicist, his name is Ryan Chu, when Ryan saw that, he said, oh my God, this blockchain technology can totally change the world for the better. It can bring transparency. It can bring truth. who do we trust now? We don't trust anyone now. But with the blockchain and things going on the blockchain, then we can trust. And so basically, that's what's so exciting about, you know, what Bitcoin started. It started as a financial thing, but Ryan, you know, he's like, I want truth and transparency. Anyway, so basically what we do is we get out of this centralized data storage world, you know, bit by bit to preserve, you know, our privacy there, and to not have one person control us. You know, I saw a video, and so like everyone knows that, you know, China said, you know, no more crypto. Well, bottom line, no more crypto unless it's the China crypto. That, and then with that coin only being used in their country, they have total control of everyone. They know what they spend their money on. They know everything about them. And so we have the opportunity today to basically, you know, break out of that system and to protect ourselves by getting into these DeFi. It's called DeFi for short. Decentralized financial is what it is. And this is about, you know, financial freedom. And so that's basically, you know, how we, you know, get out of it.
So basically what I hear you saying is that all the different systems that are set up right now that have been set up, they're all still geared to have us controlled with those systems that are set up. But there is another different way, a platform that you're talking about. If I'm understanding you correctly, that there's a different platform that is not geared to market to us in the way that they don't know it. They're not, it's not geared to control us, basically, is what you're saying, is what I hear you saying. Is that correct?
That is correct. And let me give you a little example. Okay, so we know that, you know, the rich, the wealthy, the people that have a million or more in the bank, the accredited investors are the only ones that really have access to a lot of these projects. So with now big, you know, the Ivy League and more universities are teaching blockchain technology, and IBM is in it big time. And, you know, supply chains are going to be on the blockchain because anyways, so let's just take a building, a big condo project in Manhattan. And so they decide to tokenize their, you know, their ownership. So anybody can go in and buy a little bit of it. It is not for the rich only. If it were going, you know, through the financial situation that it is now, and the banks and the accredited investors, this opens up for us the ability to get ahead of the huge financial authorities and the huge financial organizations. There's a guy, oh, I love him. His name is Raoul, R-A-O-U-L-P-A-L. And go out and research that guy. Hedge fund manager, he basically educates hedge fund manager now. And there's a video he had with Impact Theory. And He's so excited. He goes, do you realize this is the very first time in human history? You know, the Romans, everything, nobody, you know, no little guy ever had the opportunity until today. And we are here, and the big organizations can't do anything about it right now because of their regulation. And he was so excited. I thought, oh my God, this guy's going to levitate off his chair. But yeah, I mean, that's how powerful this is. And that's why we, as like, you know, the little guy and the little girls, you know, have to take a look at this, because bottom line, it's going to open so many doors for us. It's already opened so many doors for so many people here in America and third world countries. It's changing lives.
That's that is really amazing to hear that. I do know that a lot of people feel overwhelmed by all of this, and they also feel like they, you know, they have minimal to know nothing about crypto, if you will, and they feel like, you know, my gosh, this is a whole big huge thing. How do I even have the time, even the bandwidth, the money, to even feel skilled enough to even know where to begin? I mean, like, how does one person get started with this? Because where do you begin?
Well, there's all kinds of places to begin. There's a show called, I checked out the university to, you know, check on their blockchain things. Oh my God, tens of thousands of dollars. It's like, oops, that's out of my category. There's lots of people doing programs that you can join. I went to the London Real, Brian Rose, and he's got a program, and for 4 weeks, you know, it's $2,500, and if you want, you know, it's anywhere between $2,500 and $5,000, you know, for 4 weeks. It's like, I mean, who's got that? And then anyway, almost 3 years ago, Ryan Chu, the nuclear physicist, created, okay, let me mention this. When that white paper came out, he immediately said, oh my gosh, this is going to change the world. I must get involved in this industry. So he started mining. And then the crypto winter came and Bitcoin went down to nothing. Manufacturers were just jumping out of the business, mining equipment manufacturers jumping out of the business, miners who could not mine anymore because the electricity cost was so, so expensive. And Amazon Prime did a documentary on blockchain and multiple parts. In part six, it's about the players. And actually, Cornelia, I will, you know, give you the link to the little short version of that. But he got with his business guys and said, we're losing money hand over fist. But bottom line, you know, they got in it so big, they had all kinds of money. He goes, but we got to fight to the end because this can change the world. So he really cares about the world. And I mean, so he's yeah. I want to associate with people that care. So after, you know, Bitcoin came back up, people were just coming to him like crazy. So he's a venture capitalist. He has invested or given money to multiple exchanges that we know. Binance, one of the big ones, OKX, on and on and on. He's invested in over 300 projects. He's in every sector that the crypto blockchain technology industry has. So he is like fully invested in the whole picture. So they're a technology company. He wants the blockchain technology to come out and the latest technology, you know, thing that's going to just radically change the world is the metaverse. So he's got over 1,000 programmers creating all this technology, a metaverse application, and he needs people.
Is that what you're introducing us to today to, you know, because crypto is so volatile right now, you know, how do people get started? And, you know, people are afraid to risk their money and, you know, having safe options. Is this what you're gearing us to take a look at this this person that you were talking about? What
was his name? I mean, his name is Ryan Xu, X-U.
Ryan Xu. Yeah. So are you guiding us over into that area to take a look at what Ryan Xu is doing?
I want to basically kind of give you overview, the highly regulated, well, highly compliant company. So when the business is presented or when the opportunity is presented, it must be by compliant people. And so I'm just telling, you know, I'm just telling you the overview.
Yeah. And you're giving us another safe option that we can choose from if we want to learn about it, if we want to learn about, you know, a community where that would actually benefit each person and that also will support you not to be violated upon, but for empowerment and really stand for your freedom.
Right, right. Now, let me say this. In investing in crypto, oh my gosh, I've like tanked on everything that, you know, I purchased as far as crypto goes. And it's like, oh, I don't have it to lose. And so what is safe is the blockchain technology because it's not volatile. It's
steady. Are you saying that the blockchain is steady?
Yeah. Well, it's the foundation. Uh-huh. And there's all these, you know, cryptos bouncing around. Bottom line, the blockchain just cranks along every single day, no matter what's happening in the crypto market.
Wow, so, that's interesting. I have not heard that spoken in that way, that the blockchain is steady and no matter what is happening. This is an important indicator, a key indicator, I would say.
It totally. Now, we know that what goes up will come down. What comes down will go up. So bottom line, it's like this. When you look at some of the charts of the different cryptos, you know, it's up and down. We've got a crypto winter going on, and there are some projects that have bit the dust. Why? Because they have all their eggs in one basket. I could go on and on, but I won't. What's so wonderful about our community here and Ryan and his massive umbrella of all these companies with which we are just one part of, and we're solid. We're solid. We don't have all our eggs in one basket. I'm part of this community. Now, we're a membership, so okay. we're not an investment because we are a membership of a community for the blockchain. We get rewarded daily. And with our rewards, we can basically do anything we want. One thing I did is I went to Dubai. I got COVID over there. So I had to stay 2 weeks later. And it was like, and it was between Christmas and New Year's, and the holiday rates for the hotels were sky high. And it was like, I'm taken care of because of my rewards. It has brought me, I mean, I was like that, you know, financially because of some poor decisions that really taught me a lot. Oh, that's another one that, you know, was part of my background that has really gotten me, you know, to where I am today. But anyway,
Where can we learn more about this community and looking up your community that you're talking about with Ryan Hsu?
Okay, well, I will give you that link, and then you say you put it on your. Well, I'll just tell you what it is right now. It's expandyourwealth.today, and that will take you out to learn all the details. But let me tell you a little bit about what this community offers. Bottom line, they're not into selling us any kind of crypto. What they want to do is they want to educate us. New articles are coming out every single day. Bottom line, it's a library of current new stuff every day. And then there's another section that is basically the trainings that are created by three top universities around the world. And we can educate ourselves that way. So now we can really become knowledgeable about the industry, about the NFTs, about, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And why did this coin crash? And et cetera, et cetera. Since it is a community, every day we get together on Zooms, different presenters, and you can learn there. Twice a week, there's technical trainings. That's how I learned how to navigate these crypto exchange companies. You just don't look at that one time. You know, if you're going to school or taking a college class, you better go there several times a week, although this is much lighter than college. But, and you have people to help. This is the most exciting, friendly, happy group of people I've ever met. And why? We get rewarded every day. We win every single day. You know, we get a membership and, you know, they say, okay, you came in with a membership. We're going to give you four times that membership. And we're going to give you rewards every day.
So basically what you're saying is that when you come into the community, that you come in at a membership level, which right away puts you into the blockchain rewards, and you're getting an entire education around, you know, this whole new era of learning about financial freedom in the crypto blockchain community. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. Without the risk, without the volatility. I'm not built for that volatility. Oh man, it was exciting when it was going up, but then, I have to say I got in when it was way tippy top, but I'm not built for that. And so my wealth is growing, you know, in a safe way with a group of people that, you know, are happy and want to help. And this is a global community. I have to tell you this one story. This just like makes me like just be so thankful. With our Zooms, over a year ago, and I've been in a year and a half now, the program is about 3 years old, or going on 3 years old in November. But so there was this fella that, you know, got on and said, I'm a school teacher in Africa. Mm. And my salary is $25 a month. And now we know that some of those villages over there, you know, they're living on dirt floors. Water is a huge issue. I mean, medical care, forget medical care. Anyway, he said, so, you know, with this program, and, you know, I can't say how long he was in the program, but long enough, he said, I'm getting 25 a day now. That has changed my school. That has changed the whole village. We have water. We're getting medical. You know, it's changing lives. I mean, like, wow,
that's really incredible. Wow. That I can totally see how, you know, like you were talking about earlier, people from third world countries, or that, you know, that don't have a lot of money to invest to learn this process or grow with this process or change their wealth, that it doesn't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily matter, that it is literally changing their lives with the structure that was set up by Ryan Hsu and his team. Is that right?
You know, that's true. And, you know, Ryan and his team, well, I mean, you know, look at Amazon Prime thing. I mean, this will change the world for the better. I mean, so there, I mean,
basically what you're saying is being in this community has not only supported you financially, but it's also supported you with education and resource and community all over the world. That's what you're saying.
That is true. And here's one other thing with going back to this privacy and this freedom. My rewards, which I can, you know, take out and, you know, create, you know, money. They don't pay us in money, but, you know, it can result in, when I take that out, it can. It's totally changed. This is DeFi. All that information is not on one computer somewhere for some, you know, greedy entity to come in and grab it. That is giving. So bottom line, you know what I am now? I'm my own bank. And that's why the banks are so freaked out. They're freaked out because Jude's got her own bank now. And they don't like it when people come in and take money out of their bank. You know,
I totally love people becoming their own economy. Becoming your own economy. I totally resonate with that. So the website that you want people to go to is called expandyourwealthtoday.com.
Expandyourwealth.today.
Expandyourwealth.today.com.
No .com. You know, there's .co.com, .net, .com. Whatever, .biz.today.
I got you. So, okay. So expandyourwealth.today. And that's where people, if they're listening in their cars, when they're listening to this podcast, that way, that's why I want to be able to get it really, really clear. Yes. So they remember, right? Yes. Because some people are going to be watching this. Some people are going to be listening to this. And basically, Jude, you're here today to help educate us and show us that there is another option out there, a safer option for all those people that are out there that, you know, that have just been sitting on the fence and they're not doing anything about educating themselves further about crypto or blockchain, or because they already are not resonating with the old systems and wanting to continue on losing in that way. What you're saying is expandyourwealth.today is supporting you to find a safer option, another option based on this platform, this foundation that Ryan Hsu set up with his team. And you've been there now for the last a couple years, you said?
Me personally, a year and a half, but the program has been there for nearly 3 years.
Well, good. I'm really glad that you told us about it. I'm going to check it out. You know, I have a crypto account and I really don't even know what's going on. And I really don't even know, you know, what I'm doing there. I have no idea. I've tried to learn some, but like I said, you know, a lot of people are probably feeling that way, just overwhelmed by all the new languaging and all of that. And so,
yeah,
I'm glad that you came on. You came highly recommended from one of our community founding members at the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, Tom Palladino. And so I appreciate that recommendation very much. And again, what a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Let me say a little bit about that expandyourwealth.today. When you go out there, pardon me, you're going to see an almost 2-minute video giving you the overview about what this community really is. And then what you're going to do now it's going to ask for your name, your email, or your phone so we can contact you either. Now, where does that information go? I am the only person that gets that information. So, and I hate spam. Ooh, I mean, don't you dare. Anyway, that's an invasion of privacy. Anyway, so, and on that, so then what is going to happen is you're going to get an email or a text getting your permission to send you the next video, because this is all permission based. Okay, this is not, you know, oh, I got an email, I'm just going to start, you know, permission based. So then you would say, yes, I am open to, you know, receiving information. And then you will get a 22-minute video that basically tells about the program. And on those pages, you will see my name, Jude Davis, and my phone number. And so feel free to call me. I want you to call me. And I will answer any questions. I'm here to help people, because I have to tell you, when I got in this, I was in deep doo-doo. Because I was scammed big time. And so I found out about this. Thank God I knew about technology, da 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 da. And I did my due diligence and said, yeah. So I got in as minimal as I could. And it has totally, totally changed my life. And anyway, my value, you know, privacy, freedom. And I hold that for everyone.
Yeah.
So don't wig out about, you know, the world. And now I'm not going to sell your information. And even the company that, you know, did the software for that, they don't even have it. So, this is about privacy.
Well, I'm so glad that, you know, that you clarified that, because I know a lot of people are also would also have that question. So it's good that you clarified that. And so you're let's see, you're going to also give us the link, which we're going to put in the YouTube description, where people can just click on it. For those of you that are watching this on YouTube later, we'll put the link in the YouTube description where you can follow up more with you know, this website. And then also for those of you that are interested to learn more, I mean, who comes on and, you know, and says, call me, feel free to call me, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. I'm totally aligned with the values of freedom and privacy, and support you in that. I'm going to go check it out. So I haven't checked it out myself, but I'm definitely going to go do that. Great. And I want to learn more. So thank you so much.
One other link I'm going to give you is that Amazon Prime video. It's just a little snippet of it because it's a big long one. Now, let me mention a Chinese girl went around and it's like, and the Chinese, they talk really fast. So what I did is I put on the captions so I could see what they were saying, and I slowed it down and I paused it so I could read every single word. Anyway, so, but yeah, that really gives you an insight on the industry, how it started, the crash, how it nearly died, and how just, you know, a tiny handful of people kept it alive. Why? Because it can change the world for the better.
Well, I can't think of a better way to close the show. Change the world for the better. I'm in alignment with that. Hey, Jude Davis, it was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks so much for taking your time today on Memorial Day and coming in and educating us about this safer option, that there's another option, and that we don't have to not get involved. So something for you guys to check out. Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning into the show today. We'll see you again next time. Take care. Bye.
Thank you all.